film about? What's it really about? What genre does it hit? What is really being said? What's really being seen? That's what you're talking about.
Hello there, and welcome back once again to the Intermission Podcast. This is a special episode because we are going to be previewing the Oscars, which are going to be happening later this week. And I'm Nitin Sundar, as always, joined by my good friend, Dodi. Who are you today?
Today, you can call me Emilio Fernandez.
Who's that?
He claims to be the model on whom the Oscar statuette was sculpted off of him. Unverified stories, but hey, it's a podcast. We are not journalists. We are not abiding by journalistic principles, so it's all good.
Welcome to the pod, Emilio. Let's get started then. You, of course, are a big fan of Oscar night and of all the other movie award nights that happen. Every year when one of these rolls by, you ping me asking me if I watched, and then I tell you, no, I've not watched. I think the in the last 5 years, probably the only Oscar moment I've really watched was Will Smith slapping Chris Rock. I don't think I watched anything more than that. But yeah,
for me, the award season is, I mean, it was quasi is my industry, so it's something I follow very closely, and it's been part of the passion and the obsession and infatuation. So yeah, I literally follow all of the awards all the way from like Jan onwards, tracking, trying to figure out who's gone up, who's gone down, what's going to happen, predicting all sorts of nonsense. In fact, just to plug real quickly, I've been doing a lot of writing on this time on HindustanTimes.com, just tracking the entire Oscar race, BAFTAs, Golden Globes, SAG, all of these awards. This week, I'm doing a bunch of articles on who we can expect to win and what's going to happen at the show and stuff like that. But yeah, it's something I've, for me, it's the culmination of the film year. So I look forward to it as being the time when we can celebrate everything we've done in the year. I say we have done, but I mean the industry has done. It's a fun time. It's something to get excited about. I like to like print out a ballot and, you know, scores and check everything. And there were a few people, friends with whom we used to play like Oscar ballot and stuff like that. Let's jump into it. Today, let's just talk about maybe the top few categories and what we expect to win and what we think might come out, you know, in terms of any surprises or anything like that. So let's start. Let me pull up the list. I think let's just look at the screenplays, the director and actors. I think that will just about cover everything. We can quickly run a couple of the others as well.
You're not going to do Best Picture.
Best Picture also, of course. Ending in Best Picture. Yeah, I meant like the top line anyway will happen, but other stuff as well. So in adapted screenplay, we have American Fiction, Called Jefferson. We have Oppenheimer with Nolan, Zone of Interest, Jonathan Glazer, Barbie, Greta Gerwig, Poor Things, McNamara. What have you watched out of these?
I watched Barbenheimer. I've tried very hard to watch Poor Things, which unfortunately is not played anywhere close to me and is not available online either. I've also tried to watch American Fiction. It's a movie I want to watch, but no. Zone of Interest, I've heard of it, but I've not gone further than that.
Poor Things, by the way, are very unlikely to release properly in the Middle East where you are. India also, basically, like, there's a lot of nudity and stuff. So, and storytelling happens inside the nudity as well. So it's like, it is not salvageable if you start hacking away at it.
Unlike Florida, it's not salvageable by the censors.
Correct. American Fiction, by the way, is on, I think, Amazon Prime. It's launched at least on Amazon Prime here. So maybe you can try to find a way to get to it. But yeah, it looks like it's going to be, for my money, I would go for American Fiction, but it looks like it's going to be an Oppenheimer push all the way through. Right? This is the year of Oppenheimer. I think Nolan has finally gotten his, and this will be the narrative throughout the episode, I guess. Nolan has finally gotten his I am a serious artist due, right? Even Spielberg had to go through Jaws and Indiana Jones and all of these big, big hits and change the industry and all of that. And eventually he had to step back and say, I'm now making a serious Nazi Germany drama with Schindler's List, which is when he got recognized. So, you know, the Oscars, for all that Hollywood is about glamour and making money and fun, the Oscars are always a bit snooty with their, no, 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 Dark Knight doesn't count. And, you know, whatever movies that No Holding Barred doesn't count, no matter what
There
money
needs to
is.
be historical gravity, otherwise
Yes,
you're
there has to
not
be
good.
some
Yeah.
gravity, there has to be some major thing, and I think this is his play at
Which funnily, Dunkirk actually ticks those boxes, but they're
Dunkirk
not.
actually ticks, but I think it was not in the right year for its stars to align. I think this one fits better for him, and obviously, whatever we spoke about Oppenheimer earlier, not the most exciting movie. I get why it's done well; it's well made, all of that, but it doesn't spark anything in me, if you know what I'm saying. It's
It won't even win the best picture in a if you make a list of top 10 Nolan movies. That's the sad thing. In fact, it won't even make the top 5, in my opinion. But yeah, here we are.
probably not.
Yeah,
Probably not.
definitely not. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, in terms of screenplay, I think genuinely when you watch American Fiction, I think American Fiction is a better one. But I think this is going to be one of those sweep kind of things, voting down the line. You say, okay, I'm voting
Yeah.
Oppenheimer, and then you just like push everything on Oppenheimer. And I think it's likely to be Nolan. The other option I would have loved is Barbie and Greta Gerwig. I know we already
Of
had a
course.
discussion on that, but I don't think it's happening now. The simple fact that she didn't get nominated in director and Margot didn't get nominated in actress is just so weird for a movie that did all that and then got nominated in like eight categories or something. Didn't get nominated in the main two ones that you would expect it to get to.
I think because Barbie became too successful commercially that the Academy wanted to give it a snub.
But it's really odd. Then you like snub across. It's very odd that you get a bunch of things and then.
But then they'd get called out if they snub it entirely. So they didn't snub it
Yeah,
entirely either.
this is the worst way to snub. No, you can snub. Anyway, whatever. That's another conversation. But that's on adapted screenplay. That's okay. The next one, we'll just run through this real quickly. Original screenplay. I think here we'll have something to talk about. You've seen Anatomy of a Fall.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Anatomy of a Fall, we've got Maestro, we've got Past Lives, we've got Holdovers, and May December. Which of these have you seen?
Yeah, I've seen I've seen multiple films here. Anatomy of a Fall, The Holdovers, and Past Lives, of course.
What's
Yeah.
your pick in these three in terms of a screenplay?
Anatomy of a Fall, definitely. I thought it was a wonderful film. The screenplay was, of course, excellent. But do you remember the movie Doubt, which
Yes.
starred, yeah, from many years back? I think it was P.T. Hoffman
Meryl Streep and Viola
and
Davis.
Meryl Streep. Correct. Yeah. It was impossible to take sides in that film, right? It's a movie that really operates. It plays tricks in your mind. You really don't know what's going on with the main characters. You kind of have an inkling of going one way, but the movie tries to pull you back. Each time you're trying to take sides. I thought Anatomy of a Fall does something very similar there. In the film, you take sides with the mother, but you're also not entirely sure. You feel for the boy, the blind boy who has to sort of
Who's
choose
kind of screwed
between,
either way?
yeah, who's screwed either way, and is also, he faces the gravity of having to make a very, very big decision without actually having all the information, right? He genuinely, was a blind witness in more ways than one, and was trying to piece together evidence based on everything else that he's seeing, not just what he might have experienced in the moment. When the unfortunate event happened, which, by the way, he wasn't even around for.
Yes.
So Anatomy of a Fall, definitely, right? It's a film that that has stayed with me. Definitely my favorite. The Holdovers, good movie. I did enjoy it, but I don't know if there's much to really write home about when it comes to the screenplay. It's a very straight linear story. You sort of know exactly where it's going. Excellent film, though. I really enjoyed it. Past Lives, for me, for some reason, didn't quite hit the spot. I could see what it was going for, and full marks to the swing that it takes, and the sweep with which it makes us experience what those protagonists are going through, coming back into each other's lives after many, many years. But somehow it just didn't. I thought it didn't go all the way. It didn't make me feel as heavy in the heart as I would have liked such movies to. And I have to mention 96, the Tamil film. Very similar storyline. It's a film that stayed with me for much longer than Past Lives did, and maybe because I watched it before I watched Past Lives. I don't know. I watched it a few years back when it came. I have not seen Maestro and May December again. I'll probably get to them at some point. But yeah.
Both on Netflix. Maestro is really nice. I quite liked it. May December also is an interestingly written movie. But yeah, largely I agree with you. The only one I haven't seen here is Holdovers. Not yet watched it. But fully agree on the Anatomy of a Fall part of it.
By the way, Paul Giamatti in Holdovers is excellent, right? It's He's that actor who seems to be playing the same sort of guy every time, but he keeps nailing it, right? He's just that sort of person, that presence that gets you to empathize and go with him, right? I remember Sideways, right, from many, many, many years back, one of his movies that really stayed with me.
There's a reunion. Alexander Payne, same writer, director, and
Yeah, of course.
so a reunion of sorts and a
He's the
correction of
most.
sorts because Sideways he wasn't nominated back then. But we'll come to Best Director. Anatomy of Fall, what I wanted to say was the bit that you said, like the kid doesn't have the full information. But the fact is, nobody has the full information. You can add one more piece into the puzzle, but you don't know how many
No,
pieces
nobody
are in the
does.
puzzle and what that final picture is supposed to look like. So I can give you 10 pieces and I give you 11 pieces of a 1,000-piece puzzle. Sure, you have a little bit more information, but it gives you no idea of what the full picture is. And you don't even get a full picture when you have 20 or 25, which is why I like that particular line she says in the thing, right? After they play that audio of the fight. And she says, yes, this is one thing. And yes, we had a bad fight, but this is one piece of so many things. You can
This
pick
is
one
not our
piece.
entire relationship. Yeah, exactly.
And no one can see that. That's the other thing about it. But we want to make a narrative out of the three pieces we see. This is basic data, right? You see 2 points and you say, I want to draw a straight line between those 2 points. That's not necessarily the way to create things. So that's what I
And
really
that was a wonderful creative device, right? Because there is the audio tape, but they don't just play the audio tape to us. They actually show us moving images involving the husband and the wife.
They show us the start, not the end. They show us the start, not the end.
This was the
Okay.
start, not the end. But even what they show, at no stage in the movie do you know, are you seeing what actually happened? Are you seeing
Yes.
what we want to be? So the director is literally putting you in a meta state over there of what the experience is. And that, in fact, makes you empathize all the more with the boy because the entire world, everything that he has experienced about this event, for him, right? While we have maybe 6 pieces out of 10, he has like 3 pieces. And the stakes are the highest for him because he needs to get this right. And it's his future that's going to be impacted. And it's people who are, the closest and dearest to him. So just a fantastic film. I think everything that it was trying to do was just unbelievable.
Perfectly written, very perfectly calibrated, the right amount of information at each point to make you like think about what's going to happen. And as a prediction also, I think that's almost certainly going to win. All right. Moving on, best supporting actor. You have Sterling K. Brown in American Fiction, you have Robert Downey Jr. in Oppenheimer, Mark Ruffalo in Poor Things, Robert De Niro in Killers of the Flower Moon, and Ryan Gosling in Barbie. Which of these have you seen?
Barbenheimer is all I've seen, and I will give it to Robert Downey Jr., of course.
I
Why
think this
not?
is his to take. I mean, there are other good performances here. There's a world where I would say that Ryan is doing a great job with Ken and Barbie. Ruffalo is also super funny in Poor Things. When you watch it, you'll really enjoy his role. Brown is good, and it's great to see him again. De Niro, obviously, De Niro has got to do De Niro. But I think this is the year of Downey. Downey has done all this industry-wide. He's lifted up theatrical through MCU and everything else, and then he has his whole narrative of having coming back from jail and drugs, completely washed out, and all of that. And there's a lot of love for him anyway. And he's cleanly won every award like since the award season started. He's just gotten everything, so he's going to win. It's going to be partly kind of anticlimactic, but also he'll give a fun speech, everybody laugh, and
You already know what's going to happen. But it's good to see Iron Man versus the Hulk.
yes, Iron Man versus Hulk, correct. Iron Man beating Hulk soundly and roundly. Let's move on to supporting actors. Emily Blunt in Oppenheimer, America Ferrera in Barbie, Divine Joy Randolph in Holdovers, Daniel Brooks in Color Purple, and Jodie Foster in Ad. So Oppenheimer and Holdovers is what you've seen.
And Barbie, of course. Emily Blunt and Oppenheimer was outrageously bad. And if that performance can win an Oscar nomination, then I'm really sorry.
That is, to be fair, it's not her fault. That is, Nolan doesn't know how to write women anyway. Like, it's just
Which is all
possible.
fine, but how did she end up getting a nomination? Is
That's
what.
this is the thing. Now you've decided that this is Oppenheimer's year, so everybody they have to fill out everyone.
This is why I really don't care for these awards anymore. I mean, what the hell is this? Come on.
We'll come to that. We'll end with does this mean anything and what does this mean? I think we can end with that. But yeah, what do you think of Divine Joy Randolph? She's been, again, like Robert Downey Jr., consistently winning every award that has come up. So how was she in the movie? I've enjoyed her in other things. How was she in Holdovers? since you've seen it.
Oh, she's okay. Not really the role that stayed with me, and she was okay. She was good. But it's also it's the sort of character that you will sympathize with in the film, right?
Okay,
So
written to be the
it's a crowd pleaser. Yeah, it's a crowd pleaser kind of role. Yeah, so it's okay. She probably might win also. Yeah,
She'll
I can see
win.
her winning
She's
because
winning
yeah, her
everything
names
she
are
can.
very strong. Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
she's gonna win. There's no question there. But yeah, I haven't seen Nayad either. I haven't seen Color Purple yet. But it's overall a relatively weak field. Like if you look at all of these, none of these are particularly worth talking about. I've not seen Holdover, so I'll hold off on that. But everything else, whatever, right? At least in the
Yeah.
real ones, some of these performances are really good. Even Barbie America Ferrera, for all that I love it, that speech is great. But I don't think she did that much. Like it's just the speech that's pulling her over, nothing else. I
Yeah.
don't think the performance was. I liked it, but I would not have put it up here. All right, so Devine Joy Randolph there. Moving forward, best actor. Bradley Cooper for Maestro, Paul Giamatti for Holdovers, Jeffrey Wright for American Fiction, Colman Domingo for Rustin, and Cillian Murphy for Oppenheimer.
Cillian Murphy, man, just give it to him.
He's been winning everything. I think Paul Giamatti has been
I've
winning.
actually not been following the award season at all, so glad to know that some of our predictions have already.
He's been winning, I would say, about 60-40, maybe even 70-30. He's been ahead of Paul Giamatti.
Bradley Cooper. Oh, Paul Giamatti
Paul
has been winning.
Giamatti. Yeah, Paul Giamatti
All
has been winning on and off. But otherwise, it's largely all Cillian Murphy, and it's going to be Cillian for the final. I just don't see the narrative going any other way. It's a potential upset, but it's unlikely to happen.
Is it an upset? I think it's a very, very solid performance. It's yeah, and it's the sort of performance that can warm the cockles of the Academy, so to speak.
Yes. So it could pop up. And the others, just I think, practice your I'm happy to be nominated face. So
Yeah.
they just have to be there. Okay, let's get to best actress. Best actress: Annette Bening in NAD, Sandra Hüller in Anatomy of a Fall, Emma Stone in Poor Things, Lily Gladstone in Killers of the Flower Moon, and Carey Mulligan in Maestro. I think here you only see Anatomy of a Fall, right?
And yeah, Sandra Hüller was spectacular in Anatomy of
Yes.
a Fall, but yeah, I don't know anything about anything else.
So here again, just to give you the history of what's been happening the last 3 months, it's pretty much been Lily Gladstone versus Emma Stone. Stone versus Gladstone has been happening. It's just barely going to tip over into Gladstone is what I feel. But to be honest, I think Lily Gladstone in Killers of the Flower Moon is more of a supporting actress nomination. It should not have been lead actress for the kind of work. She's good in it, but like the role itself is a supporting role and it's centered somewhere else. So
So you're telling me she is going to win the Best Actor award in what is effectively a supporting role? That's what these awards have come down to now.
that is it's always been like this. People like try to fill up. But category fraud is a very old thing that's been happening for years and years. Janta keep jumping from one category to another wherever they can. If
Which
you
is
can fill
fine,
it,
but you
not fill
can't
it.
you get nominated, I get that, but you then winning the award means the Academy also agrees is okay with you having jumped into a category where you should not be.
This keeps happening. I mean, even like it's a debate always about is what is Anthony Hopkins in
Silence of the Lambs. Yeah.
I technically think he's a supporting actor. I don't think he's a
He
lead.
won the best actor for that with some he was on screen for what, 16 minutes or something.
But
Rubbish.
I think even if like I love that, I genuinely love that movie.
Yeah.
Like
Yeah,
I
of
think
course.
it's one of the greatest movies ever made. But it's he's not a lead actor. He's a supporting actor. But yeah, it happens every now
Yeah.
and then. That being said, of all of these people, and I've seen 4 out of 5 of them, I actually think Hüller does the most technically impressive acting that's happening, because that screenplay is what it is, and she has to be very careful in
Yeah.
just revealing something slash not revealing. And there's this
Yeah.
very careful choice in the movie where they jump from French to German to English, depending on what she's
Yeah.
trying to say. She's like, I'm not
Correct.
comfortable emoting in French, so I'll say, when she's
Yeah.
with that friend, she'll say a few things in German, but in court, because nobody else is speaking, she has to speak in English. So
Yeah.
what is language doing? How is she able to? Like, there's a lot going on, and she's got a lot of like very
She's got a lot going there.
micro technical stuff happening.
Yeah, and it's a performance that does not draw sympathy to itself at all.
Yes.
It's a character that at no point in the film draws sympathy to itself,
Yeah.
despite going through an immensely turmoil-filled
Yeah.
situation and experience in life, right? And I think that takes a lot of restraint, of course, from the entire, from the right up from the director, of course, but also the lead actor in this
Yeah.
case. I mean, she's the fulcrum, the pivot of the movie, right?
Yeah.
And she plays it like perfectly to
Yeah.
have fun.
In a non-marketing, non-whatever world, I think hers is the best performance.
There you
Just
go.
purely on art of it. Emma Stone's great. Carey Mulligan is very good. Lily Gladstone also is great, but that's about it. All right, best director. Jonathan Glazer for Zone of Interest. Oppenheimer, Nolan, Justin Trier for Anatomy of a Fall, which is nice to see. Yorgos Lanthimos for Poor Things, Martin Scorsese, Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yeah, I've again only watched two of these films, and like I said, Oppenheimer is not even the top five best films that Nolan has made, so definitely not my pick. Yeah, in this list, yeah.
I would not have picked Scorsese either. Poor Things,
Again,
Lanthimos
same thing, right? It probably doesn't make the top five Scorsese movies of
Yeah,
all
it does
time.
not.
But then Departed also probably doesn't.
Departed does not. Yes.
Anyway, and
It
that
does
is
not.
his Oscar
But
winner.
yeah, like we said, it's Nolan's year. I think it's this is just take it and go. Stop like bugging
So don't
us.
trouble us again.
Yes, that's basically what it is. He's gonna go on stage and enjoy. And he's done enough for the industry. So sure, okay. But yeah, whatever. I don't think there's any question here either in terms of who's gonna win. It's gonna be him. Which brings us to the big one, Best Picture. American Fiction, Barbie, Killers of the Flower Moon, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, Anatomy of a Fall, Holdovers, Maestro, Past Lives, and Zone of Interest. What do you think of this collection of movies before we get to who's going to win, which I think is
Again, I
going
mean, I haven't seen all of them, right? I think I've seen five of these: Anatomy, Barbie, Holdovers, Oppenheimer, Past Lives. Exactly five. And those five, honestly, outside of Anatomy of a Fall, I wouldn't. And not that I watched a lot of Hollywood movies in the last year. If you ask me, which was the best Hollywood film I saw last year, I'd probably pick John Wick 4, right? And not ironically, I really enjoyed that film. I think Anatomy of a Fall would definitely make my top three Hollywood films from 2023. I don't think any of the other four films that I watched in this list would make that list, right? So I don't know what to say. I've been holding off on Killers of the Flower Moon because the reviews have been deprecating. It's okay. It's some
It's
Oscar
fine.
pandering,
It's
whatever.
fine.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't want to sully my
I think
experience
you'll
of.
really enjoy American Fiction. You will very
Amer
much
yeah,
enjoy
I'm
it.
absolutely. I do want to
100%.
watch that.
I'm sure you'll
But
enjoy, and I think we'll have something to talk about.
is it Best Picture bait, really,
It's
in
more
your
of
opinion?
writing bait than it is best
Exactly
picture
right,
bait.
yeah.
But it
There you go.
gets. See, once you make it 10, the idea is also to widen the field. It used to be 5, like
Yeah, I
15 years
know.
ago. The idea of making it 10 is to just allow more things to get a little bit of shine off of the Oscars and not make it so niche and ghettoized. But it's a, I mean, it helps movies where they are. But yeah, if I had
Think
to.
they're going to give this to Barbie. That'll be fun. Like, don't give Barbie anything else. Just give it the best picture,
Straight
right?
best picture. That'll be amazing.
You ticked every box. Feminism box also ticked by the Academy. So we're happy. What's it?
Oppenheimer is when we're going to win here. But I agree with you that I think if I had to pick my favorites out of this list, Anatomy of a Fall is up there. Past Lives, like I told you, is a close favorite for me. I think both of them are kind of tied for my favorite movies of the year that I will potentially want to revisit 1 to 5 years
Past
from
Lives also number two in the year-end list. So.
now. So that's the list. I'll quickly talk about a couple of others. Well, Barbie's going to win song. I'm Just Ken is going to win. Not I'm Just Ken, sorry. The other one's going to win. What Was I Made For? They'll get that for all the noise that happened with Barbie. That's the only one they're going to get. They might get production design, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Everything else is just going to be happy to be here face is what has to be practiced and kept ready. Let's talk a little bit about the Oscars themselves. I know you have a all this means nothing, which is a fair one. I bounce through that every time, but every time I think I'm out, they pull me back in and
No, that's fine. It is a spectacle. It's a great chance to see the all the stars together, right, in the biggest night, and it clearly seems to still matter to all of them. I think that's the most important thing because you're seeing movies being made specifically to get into these lists, right? You're seeing Netflix taking this seriously. You're taking Nolan timing the release of his film, post summer because he wants it to get into the award season and so on. So as long as the industry takes it seriously, I think it still achieves something of note. I mean, broadly, I have this feeling about all awards, every type of awards when it comes to movies, because there's too much subjectivity, there's too much of pandering that needs to be done in this day and age. And at least in India, there's too much of politicking as well now, right? Like the national awards in India used to matter, right? They used to count for something. And then in the last 10, 15 years, they've just become, complete tokenist bullshit, which is sad because it then sullies also everything that happened before it. Because if you're suddenly, it doesn't matter so much that say Kamal Haasan won 4 national awards or 3 national awards anymore. For me, when these awards start going through these cycles where they're pandering and they're not really, really delivering anything much of meaning, they're sullying their own legacy, and that then makes it a bit sad. Ultimately, yeah, movies need to make you feel happy. I think that's the best yardstick to measure
Yeah, that's
quality.
fine. I think the rationalization you made is correct. If this is what the industry wants and this is what works for them, it's eventually now it's basically a marketing gimmick that becomes marketing. The idea that this is the celebration of the best, I think we can keep that idea aside and say that, okay, this is the best that people want to talk about, right? And the people with money or the people with access and resources want to talk about. Absolutely agree. Now and then something really shines through, an anatomy of a fall, which would not normally come through, comes through. So it's not without merit, the entire process. So now and then something comes through. But by and large, it's a lot of who got to have the right narrative this year, who was the comeback story, who was the underdog, who was the legend who's going out without an Oscar, who's like, you know, everybody plays a particular role and people want to fit in
Exactly.
the
And
narrative in
that's
some
the
way.
thing, that's the cynical take, right? Even an Anatomy of a Fall or a Past Lives, for that matter, are playing that particular role, that tokenist role of that movie that shines through. So it all becomes, it's all a very pessimistic view for me as a result of that. Everything is there for a reason, right? There's nothing that, it just doesn't feel real. I don't know.
The other thing that is actually useful is there are real material benefits to being nominated, getting an Oscar.
Of course.
You know, like a Celine song now from Past Lives has cast Pedro Pascal, Chris Evans, Dakota Fanning. You know, you get the ability to come in front of bigger names, come in front of more financing. All of that helps. So there is like a material benefit to winning, especially for the lower, the ones who are lesser known. Winning or even being nominated gives some shine to you that allows you to be seen and take a chance at projects that you would not otherwise have had a chance to pitch or even reasonably expect that anybody would greenlight. So there are positives to the whole thing, but by and large, this is where it kind of lands up. For the big ones, it's just another place to come in, celebrate. It's a year-end party. That's largely where it comes down to. That being said, I unironically enjoy the whole thing and I get fully invested and I start like tracking and I have like Excel sheets going up and down and like week on week, I move things up and down. All of that is happening all the time.
Like, sports fans play fantasy league, right? And
Correct.
this
On
is your
that.
version of fantasy league,
Yeah,
basically.
exactly the same. Exactly the
Do you
same.
have friends with whom you actually track this and
I used
stuff?
to, it's kind of dropped off recently, but yeah, I should start again. We should figure something out.
Should nudge them back into action. Someone like me is useless because I watch like 20% of the movies that are there here, so I could play roulette, whatever. I can play ballot.
Anyway, so that was our quick rundown of the Oscar nominations and movies that we expect to win or we think will win. Let us know what all of you think. If anybody's watching the Oscars at that time, feel happy to tweet at me if you're watching live because I will be watching live at midnight here, enjoying, cheering, screaming to the extent that we think the testing will happen. But yeah,
And while
that's
you're at it, please give us 5 stars on Spotify and share our podcast with your friends.
great. Thank you. See you
Thank
around.
you. Bye.